Hey everyone, welcome back to Persistent Mind. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and today we're diving into something seriously powerful, positive affirmations. You know those little phrases people throw around like, I am worthy, or I am capable. Turns out, they're not just feel-good cliches. They can actually be a game changer for our mental health, especially in this crazy world we live in. Think about it. Life throws curveballs constantly, right? Deadlines, social pressures, relationships. Sometimes it feels like our brains are on high alert, buzzing with worry and doubt. But what if there was a way to rewire those negative thought patterns? To flip the script and build ourselves up from the inside out? That's where positive affirmations come in. They're like mental pep talks that help us challenge those pesky negative thoughts and replace them with empowering beliefs. It's like training your brain to focus on the good stuff, building resilience, and ultimately feeling more confident and capable. Here's the deal. Positive affirmations aren't magic spells. They won't magically erase all your stress or make everything perfect overnight. But they are a powerful tool when used consistently. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to become a master pianist overnight, right? It takes practice, dedication, and repetition. Affirmations are the same way. The more you use them, the more your subconscious mind starts to believe them, leading to real changes in your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Now, let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about using affirmations effectively. 1. Be specific. Instead of saying, I'm happy, try something like, I am grateful for the joy and abundance in my life. The more specific your affirmation, the more powerful it will be. It's like giving your brain a clear target to aim for. 2. Use present tense. Don't say, I will be successful. Say, I am successful. This helps reprogram your subconscious mind to believe it already is true. Remember, our thoughts shape our reality, so act as if it's already happening. 3. Make it personal. Find affirmations that resonate with you and your goals. What do you need to hear most right now? Maybe it's, I am worthy of love and belonging, or, I am confident in my abilities. 4. Say it with feeling. Don't just mumble the words, really feel them. Infuse your affirmations with emotion and belief. Imagine yourself already living those positive qualities. The more energy you put into it, the more powerful it becomes. 5. Practice consistently. Like any skill, using affirmations effectively takes practice. Try saying them several times a day, especially when you're feeling stressed or down. You can say them in front of a mirror, write them down, or even record yourself repeating them. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who's always second-guessing herself at work. She feels like she's not good enough and constantly worries about making mistakes. Ever felt that way? You know the feeling, like your mind is playing a constant loop of, what if I mess up? Well, Sarah decides to try using affirmations. She starts her day by repeating, I am capable and confident in my abilities, and carries around sticky notes with positive reminders throughout the day. Slowly but surely, she starts noticing a shift. Her confidence grows, she tackles challenges head-on, and those negative thoughts start to fade away. Remember Sarah? She took control of her mental narrative by using affirmations consistently. Now, imagine what you could achieve if you started incorporating them into your daily routine. So, let's recap. Positive affirmations are powerful tools for rewiring our thinking, building resilience, and ultimately creating a more positive and fulfilling life. They aren't magic, but with consistent effort, they can truly make a difference. Take action today. Choose an affirmation that resonates with you and start saying it out loud. You deserve to feel empowered, confident, and capable. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. That's all for today's episode of Persistent Mind. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep that mind persistent.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.